Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Brachis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Nashim, women. The Avadim. Avadim means Eved Kananis. Uktanim. And boys under bar mitzvah and girls under bas mitzvah. Peturin, they are potter. Mekriya Shema from the mitzvah of Shema. Umina tefillin and from putting on tefillin. What is the reason that women and Avadim are potter on Shema and tefillin? The rule is women as well as Avadim, and again when we say Avadim we mean an Eved Kanani, they are potter on all mitzvahs asay, all positive mitzvahs, things that you have to do. In other words, there are mitzvahs lois asay, like not wearing shatnez, that goes for everybody. But mitzvahs asay, a mitzvah that you have to do, like putting on tefillin, a positive commandment. Well, any mitzvah that depends on time, where we say certain times you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah and certain times you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah, that's called zman grama. It's contingent on time. The zman grama. Grama means to cause. Maybe you had grama binazak and someone that causes a damage. Zman grama means a mitzvah that was caused by time. Sukkah is caused by time. You can have the most beautiful sukkah in the world on chimishas of a shvat. It's not a mitzvah. Lulav is caused by time. You can have the most beautiful esrik in the world. If you shake in a Hanukkah, you're not performing a mitzvah. Actually, if a person tries to do a mitzvah when there's no mitzvah, it could be a lav of baltaisiv. So those are mitzvahs that are contingent on time. Well, so is Shema, because Shema is only at night and in the evening. And so is Tefillin, because Tefillin is only during a weekday. It's not by night, and it's not during Shabbos. So that's the reason that Nashim, women, Va'avadim and Avadim uktanim, peturin mekriya shema uminat tefillin. They're potter on kriya shema and tefillin. Now, why are kitanim potter? So really, kitanim are potter on all mitzvahs. But there's a chiyah for the father to educate the child, to be mechanach the child. The understanding is that being the shema is at night and early in the morning, the child isn't always there for the father to be able to be mechanach him. And as far as tefillin is concerned, when you wear tefillin, you have to have a guf naki, a clean guf. And the cotton may not be up to maintaining that standard. The truth is, why should the Mishnah even have to tell me that women in Avadim are potter and Shema and Tefillin? I know the rule that they're potter in any mitzvah sasesha as man grama, so the Batanura explains. You know, Shema and Tefillin is not just any mitzvah, it's Malchus Shemayim.